Illinois State University's cybersecurity program is maturing at just the right time. Its cybersecurity major launched about 3 years ago, and it's grown rapidly. It will soon move into a newly renovated space at ISU's Julian Hall. And the private sector is taking notice. State Farm recently funded a new endowed chair of cybersecurity. I spoke with the first person to hold that position, Dr. Sean Wu. He says it means a lot for him personally and to the program.
It's also tremendous. With the endowments, you can say actually we are finishing up our new facility in Julian Hall. For the cybersecurity program, we are going to open this fall. And that provides the latest, you know, technology equipment, also the spacious facility for our cybersecurity program students. So our program has grown so fast in the past few years. Actually, we already had more than 300 students. I think we are close to 350 students now in the program in just a few years. So that's amazing. So with this endowment, actually, in addition to, you know, facilities, technologies for the program, but also we have opportunities to provide our students with very unique education and research opportunities to work with faculty. One example is the research and education center we are developing. We expect to have it up in operation sometime this year. So we can have opportunities for our students to graduate, master students and undergraduate students. I think that's amazing.
One of the reasons that ISU created a cybersecurity major a few years ago was to meet the demand for that skill set out in the economy, out in the job market. What is your read on how much demand is out there right now for ISU's cybersecurity graduates?
Why actually our cybersecurity program has grown so fast? One of the main reasons is the need of the workforce of this type. Actually, if you pay attention to our national technology focus, you can say cybersecurity has stayed on the top five for about two decades, more than that. At the same time, of course, the workforce demand in the industry and the government agencies are very large. That's the main driving force or factor for the growth of the program. So I think we're on the right direction by creating this, cybersecurity program a few years back.
So every day in the news, there is, news of a data breach somewhere. The ones that I find most concerning are when there's a data breach impacting a public institution. I think of Heartland Community College here in Normal, for example, had a pretty disruptive data breach last fall. What are the challenges that public institutions face in trying to protect themselves in their systems and their users' data?
Basically, there is no end. Basically, good side and bad side always, develop in parallel. But so there is no once for all solution. That means once you have it, and you will get it secured forever and no any worry. But so that's the first thing we have to pay attention. We should keep aware of possible attacks available and will come probably at any time. But the second part, I would say, maybe we should, I think we should actually have educated our users. I think that's very important. No matter the public universities you talk about, is Heartland Community College or our Illinois State University public universities, or just general public users, I think the awareness of cybersecurity attacks existing in our lives, and we should educate ourselves or our users about how to have user operation or behavior every day to keep our digital facility, properties secured. For example, according to research study, many users use very weak passwords, even today, everywhere. So that gives the hackers, the easiest way to grab the system. And so, and once any malicious user grab a regular system, I can use that to initialize attack to the whole network where that computer connected to.
One of your areas of research is the intersection between cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, or AI, machine learning, whatever you want to call it. Can you give some examples of how AI could help, you know, actually help protect systems and protect people?
For example, we saw like just enormous amount of traffic from this same single computer. So we raised our suspicion on it. So we would say, oh, probably something wrong. So we look into it. So we detect those things, but based on the knowledge we have or did learn and build up. But in machine learning or AI, we can feed a lot of data of such kind of traffic data from the past, and then let the algorithms learn by themselves. And so they can learn some patterns from those traffics, but may not be some pattern we have. I mean, it's more than... it's beyond the identified patterns from the past that we already identified as human beings.
What about the flip side of that? Couldn't or can't hackers use AI to make their attacks more sophisticated, more powerful, more lethal?
Yeah, exactly. So the bad side can also, you know, exploit the technology too to utilize their attack. For example, they can, you know, use AI to basically better... like hide themselves, so it's hard to really identify who is the right one, who initiates the attacks.
Dr. Sean Wu is ISU's first State Farm Endowed Chair of Cybersecurity.